episode is a little different. We're still going to be reflecting on the quiet corners of our lives, but today it's part playlist. And I'm going to call this episode Soundtrack of the Summer and What Songs Say About Our Mental States. So if you've ever had a lyric hit you in the chest, and if you've ever put a song on repeat because it said the thing you couldn't, if you've ever felt healed, broken, or understood by music, then you already know. Songs don't just soundtrack our summer, they reveal it. So, hey there, amazing person. I hope you're having an amazing day. And if not, that's okay too. Welcome to the 16th episode of Keep Calm and Mental Health On. I'm Aditi Adiga, your host, and I'm so excited to have you here. It means a lot. And whether you're healing, dreaming, overthinking, or just feeling, let's press play on the emotional power of music. Let's start with this question. Why does music feel like magic, even if it isn't? It's not just vibes or background noise. There's actual science behind why a song can make you cry, dance, or feel seen. Here's why. Music activates the limbic system, the part of our brain tied to emotion and memory. A single note can transport you to a specific summer, specific room, or even a specific version of yourself. So maybe you could call it magic. And lyrics mirror emotions that we might not have found words for yet, especially when we're feeling overwhelmed, numb, or emotionally blocked. In short, music definitely helps us process what we're not ready to talk about yet, or what we don't know how to say. So let's talk summer. You might not even realize it, but the songs you gravitate toward this season, they're like a mirror. Maybe you're vibing to upbeat, windows down anthems, or maybe lately it's been more like late night playlists, soft ballads, or nostalgic throwbacks. And you can ask yourself, what songs have I had on repeat lately? What emotion do they hold underneath the beat? And what are they trying to help me feel or even avoid? Your summer playlist says more about your mental state than your Instagram grid ever will. Let me share a song that I feel like I found a lot of meaning in. And I started playing this one song on loop, Beautiful Things by Benson Boone. And after I heard it released, I really started to pay more attention to the lyrics. Don't take these beautiful things that I got was one of the lyrics that mirrored so much of my own thoughts. And I didn't realize I was so scared of losing people and things that were precious to me, which I was so grateful for. And it showed me that I was scared of change and losing different things, even if those were old friendships, what could have beens, and versions of myself. So the song kind of cracked something in me, and I breathed and I felt a little lighter, because sometimes a song understands us before we understand ourselves completely. So you've also probably heard the term music therapy, and it's not only a trend, it's an actual therapeutic practice, because you don't need a degree or a session to use music as a tool for healing. Music therapy works because it regulates emotions like calming anxiety with rhythm and breath-based beats. It also externalizes your feelings, so you don't have to say what hurts. You can just play that piece of music. And it also validates your experiences by reminding you that someone else felt this too. So when you're feeling emotionally stuck, instead of scrolling or trying to talk, maybe just for a second, press play. In that way, a song can say the thing that you're scared to say out loud, and that can help you communicate your feelings in the future. Moving into a little bit of a section about how the lyrics you highlight say so much about you. Because you know, sometimes when you listen to a song, you might pause and write down that lyric or repeat it, you screenshot it, caption it, or you think, that line is me. And that's not random, that's your emotional compass pointing to something unspoken. The lyrics that hit you hardest usually mirror a wound, a memory, a secret longing, and a fear you haven't named yet. So next time you highlight a lyric, ask yourself, why did this line land in my body and what part of me needed that sentence? It's not just a quote. It's a breadcrumb trail to your own heart, just like nostalgia. And nostalgia is also a form of healing. Because do you know when you ever play a song sometimes, you get instantly transported to a different time? Well, that's when nostalgia happens. And it's not just about memories. It's about the emotional time travel. This type of music helps us revisit old versions of ourselves and reconnect with who we used to be. And it can really also help us heal through reflection instead of repression, which is pretty unhealthy sometimes. So if you've been listening to old throwback songs this summer, don't dismiss it. Your brain might be trying to process something you left behind. And sometimes the most healing thing we can do is revisit the past with more compassion. So I challenge you to make your own emotional soundtrack this week. Not your hype playlist, not what you show your friends, but the songs that show how you really feel, remind you who you were, and hold space for what you're going through. Entitle it something honest, something soft, and it could be something like, I'm not who it was, and that's okay. Something that reflects on your past self or something that you've been struggling to let go. Music isn't just something we listen to. It's something we live with, and it deserves to be curated with honesty. So music as mindfulness is also something really powerful. And sometimes I treat music almost like meditation. Instead of overthinking, you can just put on a song and listen. You can sit down, close your eyes, and pick a track that feels like your mood. You don't have to let anything else happen or do anything else. Just let the sound wash over you. And you'll be surprised how many feelings rise up when you finally give them a place to land. Music isn't background. It's a mirror. And it's one of the most powerful tools for mindfulness that we can actually enjoy using. So, what's your summer soundtrack saying? Here's what I want you to take from today. Your music habits are telling a story. They're not random. And they're emotional echoes, emotional anchors. So ask yourself, what songs are you drawn to lately? What are they saying that you haven't said? And what parts of you are showing up through that playlist? So let yourself feel, let yourself repeat songs, and let yourself cry during the bridge or the chorus. Sometimes healing starts not with the conversation, but with the song that really mirrors your expression. So go build your soundtrack and let it say the things you're still figuring out how to feel. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Keep Calm and Mental Health On. We can be found on Spotify, YouTube, and iHeartRadio. If this resonated with you, share with a friend who might need to hear it. Next episode, we'll be talking about naming emotional exhaustion instead of just burnout. So until next time, stay kind to your mind and take care, signing off with love and leaving you lots of positivity. This is Aditi reminding you to keep calm and mental health on.